I wish you a very good morning. And if you're ready, let's allow the refuge to once again melt into ourselves. When we take refuge in the Mahamudra tradition, we usually combine it with imagining that we are sitting in the presence of the refuge. So Tara could be appearing in front of us, or the Buddha, our idea of both of them. Or we could be sitting in the middle of the Sangha. We could also, in a completely open way, connect to all the awakened ones that have ever been, who are now, and that might be in the future. We can connect to this open dimension, this awakened dimension. And our creative mind likes to give symbols. So it could be a lotus flower, it could be any flower, it could be a light, it could be just whatever comes to your mind. And in the Mahamudra tradition, often we use the image of a Buddha, blue like the sky. This Buddha never existed. This Buddha, Vajradhara, is blue like the sky after the monsoon rains in India, and late in the year when the rains have washed clear the sky. And you look away from the sun into the deep blue, and you can kind of feel the limitless expanse of the universe. And this Buddha is kind of the primordial aspect of awakening, that which the Buddha was pointing to. Look, don't venerate this body, go directly towards Bodhi, the awakening itself. So connect directly with that. This is the true refuge. And many masters have said, well, as an initial understanding, space is really the best image to communicate the ungraspable. So we relate to that ungraspable, open dimension, and we know that it has all the qualities that we have been talking about. And that's why this blue Buddha of light radiates with all the colors. They always say rainbow colors, which means all colors, and which means all the qualities, all the dharmas of the Buddha, which means the qualities of awakening. And this, we can say, this presence is that which unites all Buddhas, that which is the common heart-mind of all Buddhas, of all awakened ones, no matter which tradition. And even outside tradition, doesn't matter. All awakened ones, they have realized this mind without a center, but full of qualities. And although it seems so far away, then as we take refuge, we go for refuge, we direct our mind towards that, we say it three times, and at the end of that, then this powerful presence dissolves into us. So there's a process of allowing it to become only light, and allowing that light with all its blessing, with all its encouragement, to dissolve into us. And then just feel it, just be it, and no comment, nothing. Just allowing that to happen. If you feel like that, you can join me in doing that while we say the Triple Refuge. Namo Buddha, Namo Dharma, Namo Sangha. Namo Buddha, Namo Dharma, Namo Sangha. Namo Buddha, Namo Dharma, Namo Sangha. And with this, the practice begins. After that little moment of just being natural, usually discursive mind comes back and we breathe in and breathe out in the understanding that awakening is not separate from us. And those who love to play with their mind, you can imagine that blue space to be all of your awareness, and the wealth of qualities to be naturally radiating. And you also see everyone else coming to your mind with that same quality of being awake. Nobody is different from us. That is a sense of breathing together with all living beings, with all of life. If you find that your mind is a little bit agitated, then give it a focus. And during this retreat, we were mostly using the focus of breathing in and breathing out. But you can, of course, also return to the visualization of the Buddha. And you could visualize this presence in your own heart and stabilize your shamatha practice with the visualization in the center of your being. You could also visualize outside. If your mind is already calm, you can let it rest in those qualities. And the little support you can give to it in order to be able to stay there is to just encourage it to find that open, spacious quality of being. Where is it now? Sometimes the visualization of the Buddha helps with that. It's like a bridge. and you can use this bridge yet with another question. How about this unhindered quality of manifestation arising and self-liberating in the arising, like the images in a mirror, in all that clarity? Where is that to be found in the experience of now? How is that in the mind of a Buddha, in the experience of a Buddha? Is there actually this fluidity that we have been contemplating? always a little pause. Maybe not needed. But maybe nice to have. In the pause, the qualities just continue. The pause is the fluidity. It is actually this incredible play of perceptions, appearances, arising even stronger than before, since we allow the senses to wander about a little bit. Nothing obstructs the seeing, the hearing, feeling, and nothing obstructs that it changes into the next. Now, if you're ready for the next one, we go, we continue. There is no real need to visualize the Buddha in our heart or in front of us, but if you felt that this is a good support, you're welcome to let it arise again. This bridge, this visualization that serves as a bridge to cross over. So imagine to resonate with the mind of the Buddha. And all the sensations that arise are realized in their true nature. Means, just like before, dynamic, ungraspable, it becomes so clear that in the various experiences that arise, there is no inherent quality like agreeable, disagreeable, and so on. Just varying degrees of intensities, of light, of sound, of feelings in the body, mental processes, and of course, tastes and smells. Nothing inherently agreeable, disagreeable. And thanks to seeing that directly, seeing the equality of phenomena in their true nature, then no grasping arises. This is the equanimity of a Buddha, of a Buddha's mind, of your mind, of our mind, when seeing the equal nature, the equality of all those diverse phenomena. We're not talking about an ethical equality. We're talking about that everything that we experience has the same basic nature of arising and passing on. And in that equanimity, there is this complete sensitivity, that fine capacity to differentiate and to know the diversity of experiences. Like us, a Buddha would perceive that this morning is changing while we experience it. Like us, even much more finely, there is an appreciation of that incredible diversity of life, knowing it, understanding it, thanks to the great luminosity, the great clarity of presence.